That is pianist Rafal Blahach, who's winner of one of the most prestigious awards in music, the Gilmour Artist Award. This award and the renowned Gilmour International Keyboard Festival all stem from a Kalamazoo man's love of keyboard music. And even though life took him in a somewhat different direction, Irving S. Gilmour managed to turn Kalamazoo into a place that truly celebrates piano music and its artists. The Gilmour International Keyboard Festival is in full swing and runs until May 10th. And it's a pleasure to be joined by Dan Gustin, who is the director of all of this. Dan, so good to have you with us on Stateside.
Thank you, Cindy.
Tell us, if you can, about Irving Gilmour. Before we talk about what his life has brought in terms of the festival, who was this man?
Well, of course, I never met him. He died in 1986, and he grew up here in Southwest Michigan, specifically, I think, most of his life in Kalamazoo. And from very early on, he was very interested in the piano. He became very fascinated with the piano as an instrument, took lessons here as a boy, and had the ambition to be a concert pianist. And he went to Yale University, where he went to the graduated with a degree in music there, studied piano, and then he went to New York for a couple of years and studied with one of the important teachers in New York. But he decided after that he just didn't have what it takes to make an international career. So he came back here to Southwest Michigan and ran the family department store for almost 50 years.
There is such a story when you think of a young man having such intense dreams and then having to have maybe that internal day of reckoning of saying maybe this isn't going to happen. And that story could end with it all kind of crumbling and going away, but he still kept that love alive, and it lives on in a different way.
He did indeed, and he took that disappointment and made it into something very, very important that endures here in Kalamazoo and in the surrounding area. He was always a man who was dedicated to philanthropy and many different causes, but particularly music and piano music were always at the core of his interests. When he died in 1986, he left the bulk of his fortune to a foundation, which still exists. It's the Gilmour Foundation here, and specified that some of the resources of that foundation were to be used to promote music, pianists, and particularly encourage the younger generation of pianists in the Kalamazoo area. So the trustees, most of whom were financial investors and lawyers and such, they pondered over what to do with this, and they hired a local piano assistant professor at Western Michigan University named David Pocock. And Pocock, after months of traveling and talking to people in the music world, came back and said, what the world doesn't need is another piano competition. There are over 500 in the world today. And, of course, there are some important ones, but most of them not so important. And so he paired the idea of recognizing talent and enhancing career of a worthy pianist with the kind of support and approach that the MacArthur Foundation in Chicago has taken, their so-called Genius Awards, which are chosen by an anonymous panel without the recipient ever knowing that he or she is under consideration. And so that's the way the Gilmour Artist Award and the Young Artist Award that we have perpetuated here with the support of the foundation and local businesses and individuals. That's how it works.
Dan Gustin, tell us about the winners this year, the Gilmour Artist Award winner.
Rafał Blachet is a 27-year-old Polish gentleman who has made a considerable career already at his young age, but primarily in Europe. He's not very well known here. He limits himself to, I think, around 40 concerts a year at this time to grow, so that he can grow artistically. And he's also working on a degree, an advanced degree in philosophy, in musical aesthetics in Poland. So he's a very interesting individual, but just an absolutely sublime performing artist.
And people will have a chance to attend a concert, I see, on Tuesday, May the 6th.
Yes, that's his recital. And then on the previous Saturday, he will play with the Kalamazoo Symphony, a program consisting of two different concertos, the Beethoven Third Concerto and one of the Mozart concertos. So he's given quite a bit of exposure here.
And about your Young Artist Award winner, who is this?
Well, there are two. The Gilmore Artist Award is given every 4 years. The Gilmore Young Artist Awards, two of them, are given every 2 years. And the festival is biennial also. Mm-hmm. And it's basically, Cindy, the same. It's the same approach, except that for the young artists, they have to be American citizens or legal residents here in this country, and they have to be under the age of 22. So this is more of an award to encourage a very young person to make a career in music. We have two of them this year, Andrew Hsu and Llewellyn Sanchez-Werner. Both of them, as it happens, are from California.
Huh. You know, Dan, you referenced the family concerts, and people can bring their youngsters. And I have to imagine it is a real key challenge to pull in these youngsters and get them in the tent and get them to appreciate keyboard music and get little fingers on keyboards and get them to start performing and playing, particularly as we see schools being forced to dial back in their music education.
It's a great concern, actually. But I think we believe that exposure is the most important thing of all. And with the power and the ubiquity of pop music these days, which we can't escape, it's all around us now, it's our responsibility to introduce kids to concert music in a live performing situation.
Yes.
But the music that they hear nowadays is all electronically reprocessed. Even at a concert, it all comes to them through microphones and speakers and, you know, the various electronic devices that we have today. So presenting a recital of great music in a live performance situation is really what we're aiming for and what it's all about.
Dan Gustin is the director of the Gilmore International Keyboard Festival, running until May 10th. And you can get the full schedule by going to their website, thegilmore.org. Such a pleasure to talk with you, Dan. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure, Cindy.